You're tuned into the Social Media Money Machine Marketing for Profit podcast. Discover how to monetize your social media and build a profitable brand.
All right, legend. So today's podcast, we're going to talk about something a little bit different of how to become a really good copycat. Not plagiarizer, copycat. I know so many people have limiting beliefs with this. We're like, well, I don't want to copy. Well, most of the best things on social media are finding what the successful people do and then mimicking that. Now, of course, you can have your own variations, your own principles, but you start to see trends. And as Jim Rohn says, success leaves clues. So a couple different things to look for on social media. Start to look for specific types of trends. Look for the content that's popping up the most in your feed. What are some of the commonalities of what's popping up? For example, I can give you an example of something that's happened to me recently. On Instagram, there is a specific place that I want to travel. It's on my bucket list. I'm looking at doing a Leader of Leaders mastermind there. And so what did I do? I shared two of these specific reels to my wife. And then I ended up saving two of other reels that are very similar, very specific location. I am seeing an insane amount of content from that specific location. So you start to think, well, Rob, how does that have to do with what I'm doing? Well, niches to riches. It's very specific. The reels are very specific to a specific location of people that want to travel there, right? Whether it's bucket list or just holidays or vacation, right? And so for you, you look at that and you say, okay, well, I've got to be more deliberate with my content. I got to be more deliberate with my reels. I got to be more consistent with my reels. And as you start to look at the content that you see the most, this gives you insights. It gives you value. Now, don't plagiarize, right? Where it's the exact same thing someone else did, but it's not hard to extract the principle from a particular reel or a particular post. For example, and let's go now to Facebook. Someone could make a post and you start to see that it does extremely well and you connect with it. Now, this post could be, let's say it's a written post now. Let's not go reels, let's not go lives, right? Let's just go more generic. And it's a written post. And this post could say something about the importance of, let's say, delayed gratification for wealth. So now what you do is you save that specific post. I'd screenshot it, maybe create your own specific folder so it's organized. And now you look at that and you say, okay, this post really connected with me, really resonated with me. But I don't want to plagiarize, but I also want to extract the principles of what I liked and what worked. So here's what you can do. Now you take that same concept and principle. Number one, you could always go put it in ChatGPT and you can say, hey, can you help me rewrite this? Give me five different ideas to rewrite this specific post. And then you could decide whether you want it long form or short form. So you could make sure you're very specific to ChatGPT, telling it what you want, long form or short form. That's one way. The second way is you could start to come up with your own wording that's a little bit different. So now taking that specific post, I could come up with my own wording and I could say something like, rich people think long term, poor people think short term. That's spiritually, financially, physically, mentally, and in all aspects of life. So you see how that's a completely different post. But the inspiration, the copying came from a post that inspired me. And so I challenge you to create a folder of posts that inspire you. Screenshot them. And then when you're on Instagram, it's really easy because what you can do is save and then it will go to your collections. And then your collections is like folders that you can organize for specific things. And so maybe it's you could have things that you just want, places you want to travel, but then you could have specific business folders. So it could be a folder for a specific type theme or niche that you're looking at posting on. And this will help you to draw inspiration and content so that you're not plagiarizing. But what you're doing is you're learning. You're learning from the successful posts that are connecting and resonating with you. Because yes, I'm a big believer. You're gonna over the course of time figure out who's your audience, who you're speaking to. But the simple way to think about that is you're typically connecting to the person that is most like you, right? That's the person we connect with. It's typically someone that's similar to your age, not always, but typically someone that has a similar interest, then we just narrow that down. And so I hope that's helpful, but that simple type tip will help you to not only never run out of content, but also to help you to create even higher quality content that will make a huge difference.